looking forward to maybe a little more extended play during this preseason game?
Yeah, we'll see. You know what Coach Quinn decides to do. Typically, the third preseason we go a little bit more. So, I'm fired up to get however many reps I can against a really good defense, and kind of see where we're at heading into this third preseason game. So, we got a lot of work to do this week to get ready, but I think we're on the right track.
You feel like you've been able to get into a pretty good rhythm first couple of games in it?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you love to score touchdowns when you get the chance. We've done a pretty good job of that, but it'll be nice, hopefully, to get a little more time in there, a little more reps, and get a couple, a couple different things to come up, against a really good defense and kind of see where we're at.
Does it concern you the running backs really haven't been able to participate in a game, or is it still a little far away?
Obviously, that's part of the nature of the sport is that from time to time, guys are going to be nicked up. And so I think they've been doing a great job, staying mentally into it during practices. Coach Bobby Turner's done a great job with them. So we'll see where they're at. Hopefully, at some point we'll be able to get some reps either in practice or before the regular season starts. But, those guys will be ready to go.
Matt, you talked about this next preseason game going against another team like that. What about Sue in particular? The reps that you guys might see against him and how good of a test that could be for his line to go against a guy of that caliber. And their front.
I mean, he's not the only one. Cameron Wake's a great player. I mean, they've got a lot of talent on that defense. I think it's a great opportunity for us anytime we get to go. But obviously, having played against Ndamukong Suh a number of times in my career, that he's a special player, and he's tough to go against. You got to know where he's at. He's one of those guys in this league that you have to account for where he's at, and so it'll be a good test for us, and hopefully we'll be prepared and ready to go.
This is not related to Suh at all. You saw the controversy about going after quarterback's legs and stuff like that. When is that a concern for you? I mean, have you ever been on high alert for that?
We haven't called a read option play in my career.
I'm not talking about the option play, I've been okay. I'm just talking about in general.
Yeah, no. That's one of the things that comes up on how they're trying to defend, some of that stuff. And it's a physical game. You got to be ready for anything that kind of comes your way throughout the game. And, I've played long enough to know that, anything can happen out there, and you got to be ready for it.
Do you know Rex Grossman? Have you ever met him?
I don't know.
I know with Roddy being out, but it's nice knowing you have depth there right now and you can sustain a little injury for Roddy.
Yeah, it's kind of like the running back situation. When you have guys go down, it certainly creates an opportunity for other guys to step up and get more reps. And, one guy in this organization that I have plenty of time on task with is Roddy. And so whenever he's back and ready to go, we won't miss a beat.
And you're not looking to run the read option, are you?
I am not. I'm not.
Anybody else?